All right, good morning. Bob the Plumber here. I've got my Alex Jones for President shirt on, which I wanted to take to a conference that I was at last few days in Austin, Texas, the INC 23 thing. And I know when I first went on there, they sent me a form to fill out, and it asked me what pronoun I wanted to be called by. And I thought, oh my God, what am I getting myself into? But I was going, should I even go to this thing? If I have to have a pronoun, call me an it, call me something. But anyway, so we went anyway. Well, I was delivering some of these tables to the girls in Mexico, Carrie Rivera and Marianne, my co-host, who, by the way, is not here today. But maybe she'll figure out what time it is in America and log in later. But anyway, I was delivering that to Laredo, so I went ahead and went. But I met a very interesting gentleman, and I'm going to introduce him to you, or you to him, here right after these messages.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com. Mike Adams here with an operator, a deployment leader on the Texas southern border who's been using these satellite-based bivvy sticks for very effective communications. And he's here just give us a few words about how these bivvy sticks are operating, how it's helping he and his team members. And remember, these are available through the satellite phone store, sat123.com. It's satellite-based text messaging. Works when no cell towers work or aren't reachable.
We use these to communicate GPS cords to when we are seeing drug runners or people carrying stuff. We've had, you know, bust up to 13,600 pounds worth of marijuana and fentanyl that we have been on operations with in conjunction with federal agents and supporting them in their operations.
So they are pro-America and pro-humanitarian in helping to keep our country and our community safe. Everybody, God bless America. Take care.
I'm Dr. Brian Artis. This is Dr. Eric Naputi.
Right.
Dr. Eric Naputi, of all media platforms that are uncensored, what's your favorite?
Brighteon, without question. I mean, I love Brighteon TV, Brighteon Radio. I mean, it is the place to go to get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. People are so sick and tired of being censored, and Brighteon has got this platform that is global. Global. And it's just a blessing to be on it. It's awesome. I love all the people that are on there. And the fact that it's a network that's working together, it kind of reminds me of a family, you know, and we're all together doing this for the world, my friend.
Except without crying babies.
Yes.
God bless Mike Adams for all you're doing, buddy. We love you.
Welcome back. Okay, Bob the Plumber here. Oh, and by the way, this is my CLO2.tv show where I talk about chlorine dioxide, but I also bring in guests when the Lord leads me. I've had Eric Dingus on talking about how to get away from the corporate United States of America thing that's fake, that's in Washington, D.C. So we've talked about that. We've talked about a lot of things. Everything we talk about is for your benefit because we're here to be a blessing to you. And if you'll notice, I've been doing this for several years and never tried to raise a dime, which is an interesting concept that if people are trying to help you and don't want anything from you, you might think that they're real. So maybe I'm the world's best con artist. Who knows? So at any rate, so I went to Austin, Texas, and I was invited by the Liberty Dollar people. Now, and that's another thing. I've had the Liberty Dollar people on here and talking about how to get away from the fiat currency, which if you look around, it's sort of collapsing, and we're not going to talk about that today, but you know, if you have fiat currency, you might want to consider getting silver or gold. And if you're going to get silver, Liberty Dollar's a real good place to check it out. So Liberty Dollar Financial Association, look it up. But anyway, so we went to Austin, and we were told there were going to be between 15 and 20,000 people there. And it looks like there was a few hundred. So we were like, what is going on here, God? Why did you send me here? Why am I here? And then the first morning we were there, we met a gentleman named Govinda Tidball, I believe. I should have looked it up. If I was a professional, I would know for sure, but whatever. But he's with us today, and so I'm going to introduce him, and he can tell you. He's got a very interesting story to tell. And so when we met, we did an interview there that won't be seen yet, and we tried to get in touch with Mike Adams, and so far we haven't been able to. But anyway, Govinda, tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us your correct name, and tell us just whatever the Lord laid on your heart to tell us today.
Yeah, well, it's a pleasure to be here with you today, Bob. And, you know, it's interesting how that our connection happened at the conference. Somebody said 3 seconds before, they said, you know who you should talk to is Bob the Plumber. And who walks by but Bob the Plumber? So it was, I do see this as a godsend for us just to connect. You know, a little bit of my background, I've been an international person for most of my life. I've traveled, worked all over the world, been involved in international aid work, development work, run companies. At one point, I was a senior advisor at the UN. And when I realized that certain things were not being fixed and solved, you know, I've always been a solutions person. That's my focus. So, and I've worked on setting up health systems around the world as well, and been involved in missions and setting up things of in that nature around the world as well. So the conversation that happened that we connected with in Austin, Texas, was around some research that was shared with us from a team of researchers that are global around, specifically around the shots, these injections that have been unleashed on the people, and specifically around the contents of the shots. And I just put some things in a summary together that I shared with you, with your producer. There's a link there, and you can discuss that a little bit as well. But essentially, what we found out through information that's been shared with us, and it seems to be getting verified and validated more and more every day, was that that all of these injections are identical, that there is no mRNA in any of the shots, and that it's a chemical weapon, not a biological weapon, but a chemical weapon. This is just, and the ingredients per se that were in there was this lipid nanoparticles, hydrogel, high doses of heavy metals such as tungsten, chromium, aluminum, reduced graphene oxide, deionized water, sodium chloride, which is salt, sucrose, which is sugar, some toxic adjuvants like aluminum hydroxide, then there's that synthetic nanoparticle called PEG, and then there's the SM-102. And the reason that this was all important is because we've just been seeing people getting sick. You know, we've been seeing people getting sick all over the world. And, you know, they're talking about this happening because of, you know, people gardening and people, you know, whatever. They're coming up with all kinds of reasons. But, you know, based on the research that's been shared with us that we talked about in Austin, Texas, the people that are true healers and the people that have taken their oath seriously to do no harm, we are doing what we can to get information to them so that they can know what they're dealing with as they're working to heal. For our goal is healing for humanity, body, mind, spirit, right?
All right. So Let me interrupt you just for a second, because on my screen, I pulled up Detox America. It's on GiveSendGo. And if I'm going to scroll down, I'm going to show the people. If you scroll down, it tells an introduction. Then it says read more. And if you punch that, it gives all the information. I'm looking at all the different various shots that were tested. There's 13 of them from Russia, China, Iran, Cuba, all over. So it was all different kinds. And then if you scroll on down, rather than you, which you did on the other interview we did, I think you read off a lot of these things. But folks, you can read this for yourself. And the one thing that this is a list of what all's in the shots. There's 10 things. And the one thing that struck me was where it says reduced graphene oxide. And I questioned you about that on our other show we did, because I'm going, oh, I thought there was a lot of graphene oxide in there. And here it says it's reduced, like they cut it back because they're trying to be nice to us. But in reality, what that means is they shrunk it down. It's nano size graphene oxide, which we saw videos a couple years ago of the guy that was saying that it was like thin, like a razor blade almost. So it cut you on the inside. So, folks, you can go to GiveSendGo, you can go to Detox America, and that is your site, and you can send money. I see where somebody's already sent you some money. I wonder who number one was, praise the Lord. But any rate, all right, so pick up with what you were telling us. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but viewers of our show now, they know exactly where to go, not only to donate, but also to read what we're talking about here. Because, folks, this is huge. They've led us to believe the whole time that this was a bioweapon. You know, you've heard that. This is a bioweapon. This is bio. And it turns out it's more chemical than bio. And I think this squares with what Mike Adams found, because when they were pulling those long blood clots, not blood clots, but long clots out of people, they said it was made up of different chemicals. It wasn't normal for the body necessarily. And so, all right, didn't mean to interrupt, but carry on.
Well, yeah, so really, you know, the fact is, from what the research that's been shared with us, is that there is no biological agents
right
inside the shots. So there was no virus, there's no reduced virus, there was no mRNA. And here's the thing about it, with the sample size that was there and that's been shared with us, what's crazy about this is that if somebody, an independent testing, could go to, you know, at Walgreens or a CVS, pull this out of the fridge, and if they tested it, they would find the same result at this level, very likely at this level of testing that's been done, without anybody obfuscating the data or trying to shield it or trying to redact it or keep it away from the people. So this is about, we are pursuing and in the pursuit of truth. And you would see a couple links as well in there, some to some of the information shared by Robert Kennedy's site and also Ed Dowd. So Robert Kennedy's site, some of what he and the Defender have put out is the fact that that there are military or the DOD had contracted some of the pharmaceutical companies to basically brand this stuff. I think the link is in the what's been shared on the that page, which is that's so we're starting to get a better picture. And the same time that information, as far as then what's in the content. So that's one reason why we are seeing that essentially, regardless of the brand name, it's all the same stuff.
Right. So, am I hearing you say, and I think you're right, that Kennedy came out with that, which, by the way, you know, he said yesterday, I think he applied to run for president. And I think that's a really good thing for our country. And we'd like to encourage everybody out there to be praying for him and his family. If you'll remember, you know, just about every Kennedy that has run for president has been executed by these same demons, probably. But now, is it correct to say that it looks like that our Department of Defense created all this stuff and then just sort of hands it out to these other guys and said, look, here's a substance you can put in a vaccine. We'll see to it you get billions of dollars in sales. Just take it and hand it out to the poor, ignorant people that don't know any better. Is that close to what happened?
Well, see, this is where we get into speculation versus the facts that are shared with us. The facts that are shared with us was what's the content? And then we have to start. This is where we're going to actually, around this whole thing, have to have proper discovery. That's not the role of Ministry of Health. Our focus is on healing and healing for the people, right?
Right.
Healing for humanity. But with speculation, we can begin on that line, but we're going to actually have to have proper discovery that is not shielded and not kept away from the people or tried to whitewash, right? So, but what we are finding out from other people, like what Robert Kennedy has put out, was the fact that this whole thing. Has happened in a way where even you look at the information that was, YouTube links were broken. The entire mainstream media put out a specific singular narrative. So we've seen this entire military grade psychological operation take place around all of this. So that should be something that now we the people should be getting. Should be tracing that back and saying, okay, well, where did all this come from? Who made the decisions? Who's responsible? And who's going to take ownership for what's happened and what's taken place? So even around these shots, well, what is in them? So this is where some of the information that's shared with us, this is what's in them. So now the reason that it's important for us to know that is because to address the healing for people. And you'll notice in the link that we shared with you, even right now with some of the healers in our own network, there are some initial things that people can do. Because one thing too, I'm sure, Bob, we talked about this. You've seen people falling over randomly, right? Just there that we've seen those videos going around. Well, one thing that was expressed to me was that with all of the graphene oxide and the heavy metals that are in these shots, and they're cumulative and they're dangerous. They're not just, they're dangerous. With all that's inside of these shots, what's happening to people is it's short-circuiting their electricals in their body, and it's also a lot of toxins in their system, right?
Right.
So in that regard, we've got to start looking at the electrical side of this and the effects of the electricals on the people. Now, most people are living in an electrical soup as is, with the Wi-Fi, 5G, you know, all kinds of different things around them. So you'll see at the end of the link that we shared, some initial things that people can do. Our focus is what people can do that is free, that they can just do for themselves right now. So grounding is something that people can do. There's ways, I mean, You know from your background in just being a hands-on person, the effect of just grounding electricity into the ground. So that's one thing that can discharge some of the negative electrics in the body. So sleeping under grounding sheets is something there too, and just getting your feet in the soil. The exposure to all of those elements of the toxins as well. So this is going to have a tremendous, as of right now, it's going to have a very negative impact on the people of America and around the world. And so that aspect is there, but whatever we can do collectively together to get ahead of this, we can help mitigate some of those effects on the people. Okay. Because this entire thing that was done against the people is extremely sinister, and there has to be adjudication. And we don't consent. We do not consent. So just right here on the air, I will say for us, for everybody involved with the Ministry of Health, if I can speak on your behalf on this one too, we do not consent to this type of activity, you know, against the people, against ourselves and against the people. And so we remove our consent objectively, verifiably, and so yeah. That implied consent they might assume around this, we don't.
Now you say that, and I just want to back up for a minute, because the reason you make the point we do not consent is because, is that related to the fact that they'll have a movie or they'll, in a roundabout way, tell you that we're going to poison you, and then if we don't say, hey, no, stop, we don't consent, then somehow or another in the supernatural world, we've given our consent. So you make the point now to say we do not consent to what you're doing. And by the way, folks, if you don't know what grounding is, it is completely legit. I sleep on a grounding pad that I paid $300 for, but whatever. But it's as easy as take your stupid shoes off and go outside. I mean, it ain't rocket science. God didn't intend you to wear tennis shoes inside a house your whole life. You should be outside gardening or working in the soil, which, by the way, is what the Bible tells you to do to begin with. If we were listening to God, none of this stuff would have happened. And we're going to talk about that. We may get in the second half of the show. We're going to go over, because he has a lot of different things, that, and I'm looking at the list now, things that you can do now that don't cost much money. And one of the things I know he kept emphasizing in Austin is we don't want people to be afraid. We have been attacked. We have been damaged. But God will give you the way of escape. That's in 2 Corinthians, I believe. But not totally in this context. We'll take it out of context for today's show. But there are things we can do. There are other things we can do. So we'll talk a little more about that. And then after the break, we'll get back into that. But then before the show's over, folks, we're going to talk about the spiritual aspects of this. None of this would have ever happened to any of us if we have, as a nation, were walking with the God that we claimed we knew, which apparently we didn't know him as well as we thought we did. But, okay, so grounding is a pretty simple thing. But so what are some other things that we the people can do?
Well, so the body has an incredible ability to heal itself, just in general. And if it's given the chance, if we start removing the toxins and removing the things that are negative for us. So now, my wife is a practicing homeopath. You know, she shared a few things even that are simple things. Like, so activated charcoal, bamboo activated charcoal, as far as something that absorbs toxins and pulls them out of your system. Food grade diatomaceous earth, that's another one. There are simple things that are just even on our relationships with ourselves and with other people and how we go through. These are going to be elements that, see, even the fear side of it, the fear that they used, the weapon of fear around all of this created disease in people, dis-ease, right? Dis-ease.
Right.
So this is where, too, we all have to rise above that. This is where, when we're actually connected with who we are and who we are in the Most High, that we move from fear into courage. We move into the kind of things that we're talking about today. You mentioned, Bob, the issue of consent. So part of the way that this whole thing has happened, too, is under implied consent. And that's where people go along to get along. Right. They see something and they kind of let it slide and they try to fly under the radar. And what happened in this entire situation was the entire world and everybody in the world was made to have to make a decision. And a lot of times people in their life don't want that. They don't want responsibility. They want to pass it on to somebody else. And in the silence that people had around this, whether it was wherever it was, whether it was political, whether it was in companies or corporations or people that took an incentive to do this to each other, whatever that may be, implied consent under a legal framework, not lawful. There's a difference between law and legal. That's something I think you know a lot about, Bob. But under a legal framework, implied consent and the shenanigans that were done there, that's how these things were done in a way that they would say that there's legitimacy to that. So this is where we, the people, have to say, objectively, verifiably, we do not consent. And we are seeking now relief and remedy for this. That's part of the process, relief and remedy in the spirit, in the mind, and in the body. So those are all things that we need to be discussing, looking at, moving forward. And we have to move into solutions, Bob. We can't spend a lot of time in, we don't have the attention space for a lot of time in he said, she said, and all the rest of the things that are around this and the blame game. You know, this is time for everybody to adult. And if people have made mistakes, if they've said things that they shouldn't have said, relationships are strained, this is a great time for forgiveness and to work together to help each other.
Well, yeah, I think you're exactly right. And we have a few more things that you can physically do to help ward off the effects of this attack on our bodies. And I believe, folks, there's people out there that say, well, I don't have to worry about it. I did not take a jab, thank God. But there is some evidence that there's whatever it's called, shedding. I think Dr. Sherry Tenpenny calls it something else. But it's the same principle. If you're around people, and you are every day, that have been jabbed, you may be affected more than you realize. So after the break, we're going to talk about a few more things that you can do to detox and to help your body survive this attack. And then we're going to talk about the spiritual aspects of how we got here in the first place. So we'll be right back after these messages.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com. The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value, that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrightionMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrightionMetals.com.
Welcome back. Okay, Bob the Plumber Show here. This is my CLO2.tv time slot. But we're not talking specifically about chlorine dioxide today, although we both agree that it is a good detox. We are talking to Govinda Tidball, and I met him. I was at an event in Austin, Texas, and I met him there. And anytime I go to events, I always go, you know, apprehensively, because I had to drive like 16 hours to get there. Actually, one of the motivating things, I was taking a couple of studios with tables like this to the girls down in Mexico, which my wife told me, you ain't going in Mexico. So I had to drop it off in Laredo. So I had to go anyway. But then we always have dinner with Mike Adams when we're out there, except this time we didn't. Very disappointing, Mike. Thank you so much. And so, but then we made a video because I met Govinda, and he's got some great information that he's come across, where over 20 scientists worldwide studied 3,100, over 3,100 jabs, and they all came to the same conclusion. There's nothing biological in it, no mRNA, no nothing. It's all a chemical attack, which I think is huge news. So on the way home from Austin, we were trying to pull up Mike to listen to his report every day, and he was late getting it out. And my wife pulls up Lauren, who works with Stu Peters. She pulls up a Stu Peters show, and it's got Lauren on there. And so we're watching that, and Lauren is telling, and I'm going to put up her give, send, go. There it is right there. Lauren is talking about she's being sued by some people. And I'm going, well, that ain't right. You know, and I interviewed her before, and she's a Christian girl. She knows the Bible better than most of the patriots. And so the Holy Spirit put on my heart to send her some money. So this morning I got up and I had to text her to find out, because I couldn't find there. You'd be surprised how many Laurens are on Give, Send, Go. I mean, I went through like 20 Laurens, couldn't even find her. So I texted her. But anyway, so then I got to thinking, well, maybe he needs to be on the Stu Peters show. This word needs to get out, not from a standpoint of we should be afraid, but a standpoint of this is what was done, so how do we repair it? And that's where we're coming from today. So now, back to my guess, and tell us now, we were going through a list of things. We got down to diatomaceous earth, which if you don't know, you can go to a farm store and get food grade diatomaceous earth very inexpensively. And I believe a tablespoon a day is what they tell you to take. But it kills parasites. It kills bugs. You can put it around your house. It kills any kind of critters. It's really good stuff. So what else is on our list of simple, inexpensive things that people can do to protect their bodies from this chemical weapon, that this chemical attack that we've been submitted to?
Well, so here's something that has been discussed with us. Just the effect on people's blood, right, of this entire thing. So dielectrics has been a place where, which is to actually get the blood moving again, and some good results in that area, particularly for people that have been force injected with this, because this is part of, you know, what's happened around the world and in different countries has been quite horrific around this. And so even in the U.S. in America, we've undergone certain things, but other places it was far worse. And so so dielectrics and helping to restore that electrical flow of the blood and actually improving the blood flow. So that's something else. Now, this is where, too, you know, Bob, for myself, I'm part of what I'm working to do is facilitate the subject matter people around this kind of thing, to bring them together so that there can be a comprehensive and cohesive approach to this. I know people have different ideas around this, and so this is where we've got to get people together now that we have a better understanding of what we're dealing with, so that they can actually formulate the approaches to address this from a health standpoint. This is why also the electrical side of this too is very important to address, and this is why the 5G. Then the Wi-Fi in your homes, like keep the phone out of your bedroom at night, you know, get a regular alarm clock with a battery and put it on the other side of the room.
And, you
know, those kind of things, because you know why? Because when you sleep, it is disrupting your body's natural recovery and rest process. And I'm guilty of it too. You know, I used to bring the phone in the bedroom and, you know, but keep those kind of things out of the room, because when you rest, your body needs to get rid of toxins, repair, recharge, and then come back the next day.
Right. So define dielectrics, because I don't know what that means. What is a dielectric? Is that something you get at the health food store?
Well, this is I mean, and this is something too I'm learning more about as I'm going as well, because these are some of these things that are new to me from these subject matter people. But essentially, this goes down to more on the energetic side of treatments that are there. There's more work happening on the energetics so these are the approaches that are energy based that and frequency based. So, you know, I need to know a little bit more about some of these things that are coming back, and we need to have the subject matter people share their findings in these areas. So this is why too, even what I've shared with you is just preliminary things that are coming back as we're beginning to discuss this. So I'm you know, a couple of weeks into hearing some of these concepts myself, Bob.
I got you. Well, isn't your wife she's holistic. You need to,
yeah.
She can tell us. But isn't there a way to get in touch with her? Isn't she trying to help people detox?
She's working on this as well. She's a homeopath practicing, and we're actually in touch with the people from the largest homeopathic college in England on some of this information as well, and just to formulate some approaches around this, both stateside. And now here's the thing too, a practice like homeopathy is energy-based. And it also, it's the second largest medical practice in the world. And in America, where we don't have this is one of the things I say, America does not have a healthcare system. In America, we have the business of medicine.
Right.
It's very different.
Right.
And so, And you can see that very clearly with what's happened over this last 3 years. The more money that was thrown at this problem, the worse it got.
Amen.
And so when you've got an actual healthcare system, if you put something in, you get an output, right? So if you put a resource in, you would get health on the other side of it. Here, that's not what happened.
No.
You put money in. If you look at Ed Dowd's stats, for every dollar that the pharma companies made, we lost as a nation $14 in the impact to the health and the well-being of the people, lost economy, the rest of it. And that's just the initial. When this really gets going in their plan and the worlder's intention against the people, that number is going to go up. So here's the thing. What we know is that we don't have a healthcare system in America. We have the business of medicine. Practices like homeopathy and others are much more in line with healing, and they address the root causes. So those are the kind of things that in this country are going to have to come much more into the forefront. And there are some great natural healers in this country, and I believe that this is going to be something that is going to have to come to the forefront now, not operating in isolation and in pockets. Just trying to stay under the radar, but we're going to have true healing and true healers come out,
right,
as well as the people that have practices in the what is considered Western medicine. They're going to have to truly be objective about what is helping and what works, and get away from what is being incentivized by the business and the corporate structure of the United States that is hurting and damaging people. And we see that very, very clearly. This is something that's going to require an entire overhaul of approaches, and for people to also have their come to Jesus moment on this
stuff
where they get to truth.
Well, and I'm of the opinion that if we survive as a people, that we've got to redo all our systems, political, religious, medical. I mean, every system that we know, we talk about fake news, and I tell people that Satan infiltrated all our systems, including our religious system. The concept that Jesus loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, when we know the vast majority of people are going to end up in hell, that's hardly the way I see love. So I'm telling people that stop listening to human beings and start reading your Bible, and let's get back connected to God Himself, not through some religious system, be it Protestant, Catholic, any system, I don't care what it is, stop it. And when people say to me, said, well, my doctor said, ooh, I cringe, you know, I mean, you're talking to doctors? What's wrong with you? Have you not seen what they did? I mean, seriously, folks, if you're still going to your doctor to get advice, you're looking in the wrong places, you know. You really need to be reading the Word and asking God who in the world, like the gentleman we have on today, but who is the one that is connected to Him that can tell you how to take care of your body that is created in His image? Why are you going to some doctors when we know that doctors, by and large, most of them are saying, you need to get your jab, you need to get your flu shot. It's all BS, folks. They're all damaging. I'm an anti-vaxxer. Don't let anybody touch you and put a needle in you unless you've lost your mind. I mean, that seems common sense to me after all that's happened.
Well, Bob, I think even we need to be mindful of language. We're not anti-vax as much as we are not in favor of a poison chemical injection.
Well,
so, you know, but you see, Bob, how language has been, you know, has been turned against us. Anti this, anti that.
Good point.
You know, on the fringe, alternative news. Why is anything alternative when that which is natural or true? Why is that alternative? You know, if you look at the American, at the United States medical system, what we consider the medical system, you got to trace this back to early 1900s to see what really happened in this country, how that got established, because we had some really good healing systems in this country that were marginalized and pushed to the side. And there used to be much more. And they pushed out that which they could make money off of. And put, because you know why? There's no money in healthy people if you have the business of medicine.
Well, and
they've got to have people. Yeah.
That brings up G. Edward Griffin's book. That's where I first learned about all this, A World Without Cancer. Not his most famous book, but certainly the one that impacted my life more than anything else. And half of that book is about I.G. Farben and what went on in Nazi Germany during after the war, and how a lot of our, you know, that's the father. I.G. Farben was the original cabal. And so everything sort of stemmed out of that. And language is incredibly important, because that's how the IRS cons all us into paying our taxes that we don't even know. The IRS, the Internal Revenue, Infernal Revenue Service, is actually for citizens of Washington, D.C. And it says, and this is where language comes in, it says, and of the 50 states. But then in the definition page of the IRS code, it defines the states as something totally different than the way we normally use it in language. If you don't know about that yet, that's a fascinating study, because that's another way they've enslaved us. We're slaves, and Klaus Schwab's not wrong when he says that you will own nothing and be happy. Technically, we don't own anything now. We just think we do. We're conned into believing that we own our houses, but that's not even true. If you read your the title to your house, or the whatever it is, it's you're just really a tenant there on the land, unless you take steps to get away from that. So we've been conned so many different ways. But we got about 6.5 minutes left. What else can we tell our viewers today that will be a blessing to them? How can they find more information about you and your wife and what y'all are doing? I don't even remember if you gave me a website. Have you got your website done yet?
Well, so I shared a Telegram link with your producer before the show. So that's probably one way where things can get out. You know, a lot of what we've been working on has been behind the scenes, just because there's so much groundwork that has to be done. And even the reason why we're talking about some of this now is because it's important. We need to give people as much time as possible to address these things. Something that was shared with us too is if anybody's taken the shots, they're cumulative. If you've taken one, don't take two. If you've taken two, don't take three. If you've taken three, you know, just like don't stop. Like stop the madness, you know, stop the injections because they're not making anybody healthier. And if you want to check, take a D-dimer test and you'll be able to see what's going on with your blood, which is something that checks what is actually the state of the blood and clotting in the blood. So as far as you know, we will be bringing out more information as we go forward. I think just the keeping things within that Give, Send, Go page is going to be an easy way to communicate around this specifically because people can just follow this initiative there and we'll be able to give updates as we have more and know more. But, you know, we're there's a lot of people that are going to have to be mobilized around this, that are going to have to come together around this, that are going to have to adult around this. You know, we're going to have to address this. There are people on the lawful side that are going to have to do what they do and go after this from a lawful side, from a discovery standpoint, you know, really, really get into the weeds on this. We're going to have true justice, you know, around these issues and true follow-up. So, you know, this is where, too, historically, they attack the messenger and they don't deal with the message. So, you know, this is something where anybody should be able to go and check for themselves and find out for themselves. And we need to get away from the fear mongers and the thought control police and start to really check in with that which is true. And this is where, you know, Bob, as you mentioned, you know, when we connect with the Most High, when we walk is because the prayer there is that we will be one in Him and that we know who we are. And so we've got to move in that space because you know the truth. You know, anybody listening to this right now, you feel it within yourself because if truth resonates, you know, this conversation is true. And truth resonates when you meet others that are in that way and in that space. And so we need to be working together for answers, for solutions. And I believe truly, Bob, that the reason, too, even that people like you and I meet, and it's not by chance, it's by the orchestration of the Most High, it's because God has what He is going to do in the middle of all of this. The world and the world system, they may have their ideas, but the last word always comes from the Most High. And what? His plan and His purpose is what's going to happen and take place.
Absolutely. And for my viewers, I've told y'all this before, but just to recap, what has happened in America is America was founded by God for the purpose of evangelizing the world. Same thing that the Israelites in the Old Testament were supposed to be. They were supposed to be a witness to the world. And truly, Egyptians came and lived with them, people from all over that wanted to know the Most High, Yeshua. They came and they lived with them, and that's what we were supposed to do. Now, you can argue that, yeah, we did that. We sent missionaries all over the world. Trust me, folks, I've spent a lot of time in Uganda. The guys over there that we sent, bunch of clowns, they taught them the American Christianity, which is no Christianity at all. So we encourage people on Brighttown TV to read your Bible. Don't listen to me. God, don't listen to a plumber, for goodness sakes. What's wrong with you? Listen to God Himself. He's willing to spend time with you every day. All you got to do is open your Bible and start to read. That's the Word of God. Jesus is the Word of God. Become flesh. It's all the same thing. So that's when America turns around. If we ever turn around, it'll be because a million Americans begin to read the Bible at least an hour a day. The Lord said, "Can you not watch with me 1 hour?" So that's the call today. You want to do something for America? You're a, quote, nobody in Nowheresville? Open your Bible and read it. That's all that it's going to take to turn the country around. All this other stuff, fighting against evil and all the other stuff we do. You know, Martha, Martha, you are worried and concerned over many things, but only one is necessary, and that's to sit at the feet of Jesus. That's all that it's going to take to win this thing. Anyway, we got about a minute left, man. Give me your final thoughts.
Well, one other thing, Bob, too, that I want to share with people is to move into hope. You know, as much as they try to sell us on a dystopian reality and all these horrible things, The minute that we remove our consent from their system and we take responsibility and we do what the Most High has put in, within us to do, that's when things change. And so this is where, you know, Jesus told us, go and do likewise. You know, there's something for us to do. The book of Acts was written because people acted. They did something. So this is where we all need to do our part. And what, and everybody listening, whatever small part you feel like you have or you don't feel like it's significant, I'm telling you it is. You do your part. You watch the Most High work on our behalf and work through us. And you watch how things change. I just want to say God bless everybody that's listening.
All right. Thank you so much, Govinda Tidball. And your Give, Send, Go is Detox America. Y'all go there and donate something. Help support the work of all the patriots, whether it's Stu Peters or Alex Jones. Oh, I got my Alex Jones shirt on. Support the people that are fighting against evil. Folks, thanks for being with us. Jeff and Shady are on next.